You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. Matthew Leach talking Toronto Blue Jays with MLB.com's Blue Jays beat reporter, Gregor Chisholm. Gregor, we got what sounded like a hint of good news on Jose Bautista over the weekend. He has begun some kind of throwing. How close do you think he is to being able to play the outfield again?
It's certainly encouraging news that he's throwing again. I mean, especially after going almost a month without doing that. He went up to 40 feet at the start of this week, so that's encouraging. Now he's going to have to go through a bit of a throwing program, and it's certainly not going to be something like pitchers have to deal with, obviously. But, I mean, there still is a process for getting stretched out a little bit, because, I mean, this is a guy who hasn't been active with his arm for a very long period of time. So start off at 40, and I think they're going to really take this day by day. But, you know, this wasn't too long ago that people were fretting that, you know, we might be talking about Bautista never playing the field this year, and the fact that he's now kind of throwing and getting back into routine suggests that that's certainly not going to be the case, and that the Blue Jays should have him back sooner rather than later. How soon is still kind of up in the air, but I would think, you know, you're probably talking about a time frame of sometime within this week.
We had talked, I think it was last week, about the possibility of maybe a DL stint, of just giving it the time to cool off and just not push it for a while and allow him to come back. Does that seem to be off the table at this point?
Yeah, it does, and that's, you know, more encouraging news for the Jays, because they certainly didn't want to lose him for 15 days, and that was kind of the thought process going into this. If there was any way they could get by without having him to miss an extended period of time, he did miss those four games, but that was it. So, you know, they kind of set themselves up nicely here. It did take a lot longer than they were originally thinking. They thought this was going to be short-term rather than long-term. But, you know, the fact that all signs are pointing to them now being able to get through this without him actually needing any time off and then eventually being able to get back to the lineup they want is certainly good news for this team.
There does seem to be additional good news. It seems like this team is getting healthy. Jose Reyes is set to go out on a rehab, it sounds like. Where is he at, and what kind of timetable is he on?
Yeah, he'll be back at some point this week as well. I think they're going to want to put him through a couple of games in a rehab assignment, at most three. I don't think he's going to need an awful lot of time. I think he just needs to face live pitching again, because it's certainly been a while since he's been able to do that, and especially from the left side, because he was hitting exclusively from the right side before, so it hasn't been as long from there. But he really does want to test that left side and really kind of go max effort just to make sure that there's no kind of setbacks. Because, as he said, you know, once he gets back here, he doesn't want to have any lingering effects from that injury. And so, you know, that's another good news for this team, especially from the lineup perspective. They've been able to score runs this year for the most part. They've sometimes had trouble scoring without the home run, and that's where Jose Reyes certainly comes into play at the top of that order.
And how about Michael Saunders? Is he getting close?
No, Saunders is going to be a while, it seems like. You know, they're really giving that an extended period of time for the knee to kind of really settle down. So he's going to be someone who's probably going to be out of baseball activities for a little while. And that's the fact that the Jays can get Bautista back in right field helps things a little bit. And then you can kind of go and piece together left field during Saunders' absence. And certainly the guy who's jumped to the forefront of that is Chris Colabello, because he's been probably one of the bright spots on this team over the last couple of weeks, really kind of a guy who wasn't expected to contribute very much. And we've seen bits and pieces of him before getting hot with the Twins in the past. So it'll be, you know, it's interesting to see how long he can sustain that pace. But certainly the Blue Jays are getting some kind of production from there, and they'll take that for as long as they can get it.
So gone about 4 minutes here, and we have talked all about the offense, and that's fine. This team is last in the American League in rotation ERA. First of all, they did a small move, brought up Todd Redman, bumped everybody back a day. What was the thought process there?
It was just to give everybody an extra day and really kind of hope that that was something that might help them the next time out. I mean, this is a team that's in the middle of a long stretch right now without an off day. This is one of their this is the maximum amount of time that you're allowed to go between off days. So they're kind of in the middle of a grind right now, and they're going to give them an extra day. But they have the flip side of that is that, you know, even on normal rest or even when they've had an extra day, they just simply haven't been getting enough innings. So the workload isn't the issue for the starting staff. It's getting quality innings, because this is a group that just hasn't been able to go deep into games, and that's taking a toll on the bullpen, and the bullpen was questionable enough coming into the year. And then when you add in that extra strain, it kind of impacts them really negatively as well. So really top to bottom, they haven't been getting what they need from that staff.
And that leads into the big question, which is what in the world can they do? Because this is a team whose window is right now, and the evidence grows stronger every day that this rotation, just without Marcus Stroman, just may not be good enough to be the team they want to be. So what can they do?
It's a great question, and one I don't think anyone really has an answer to. I mean, this is probably a team that you'd look to make a move at some point, but that's certainly not going to happen now. It's still too early. You're at least a month away from really having any kind of serious conversations about that. So really, they're going to have to improve internally. And, you know, you look at guys like Drew Hutchison, who just haven't been able to put it together with good numbers yet. You expect that to be better. You wouldn't think that could get much worse. And then you're looking at some of the other young guys to improve. And we've seen, you know, glimpses of brilliance from Aaron Sanchez. And then we've seen times where he just can't command the strike zone. So he's going to absolutely have to cut down on that. Those are the kind of the guys where you look at the upside and you say, well, it can be done, but whether or not they'll actually be able to go through and do it consistently is going to be the big question about this team and whether or not they're able to hang around the division and contend towards the trade deadline when a bigger move would probably be made.
Could you see them, you know, Hamels, Cueto, these guys probably aren't going to go, if they go at all, till late July. Could you see them doing some kind of stopgap move before then, calling the Phillies about Aaron Harang, some kind of just somebody to bring some kind of stability? Is that in play sooner than 2 months from now?
I would think so, and those are the type of things that I would probably expect to heat up, you know, a little bit closer to the draft, maybe. I mean, Anthopoulos has been open about saying that he's, you know, he's ready to do business if that's what it takes. And you know, this is a team that, as you kind of touched on, the window to win is really right now. It's open right now. So they may have to look at doing something like that. I don't think they have anything really close. But, you know, the upside to making a move on a second-tier type of starting pitcher that would really suit the Blue Jays is the fact that they also don't want to give up some of their really blue-chip guys. I mean, Jeff Hoffman is someone they really lucked into the last draft because of his injury, and he's really now completed his rehab assignment, really kind of taking the minor league system by fire so far just in terms of the hype, and that's not someone they want to give up, and they're certainly not going to want to give up with the guys that they currently have in the big leagues or in AAA Buffalo with Daniel Norris and guys like that. I mean, those are part of the permanent pieces of the future, so you're going to have to find ways to improve and upgrade without using those guys, and that's probably where you kind of fit into the second-tier guys as opposed to a big ace that would require, you know, a couple of your top prospects in return.
Does that seem at all odd to you? And I know it's something we've talked about before as far as direction, commitment, as far as sort of identifying that window and going after it. Is it odd to you at all that, again, this team that's right on the fringe, that clearly has the offense, maybe the best offense in the American League, has some interesting pieces in the bullpen and has, you know, potentially a decent back of the rotation. Is it odd to you that they seem so unwilling to commit, to take that next step and go after a top-tier starting pitcher who really, for the team in their position, really might be a difference maker?
Well, the thing that's unique about all this is that you add into that as well the fact that Alex Anthopoulos, the general manager, is a guy who doesn't have a lot of job security. I mean, he knows that, you know, this is a season that his team probably has to contend in order for himself to get a long-term commitment from the organization as well. So there's plenty of jobs on the line, and more often than not, when you see those type of situations, you have guys who are, you know, sacrifice a bit of the long-term in order to try and compete now. In order to make the playoffs and also in order to try and keep your job. And that's something that Anthopoulos continues to be adamant that he won't do. He doesn't want to make any of those deals that are going to impact the future. But this kind of all goes back to the offseason as well. I mean, the problems that they have now are the same problems that they had in the offseason. A lot of people expected the rotation and the bullpen to be an issue. And here we are, you know, 2 months into the season, and it is. So they shouldn't be surprised by that either. So the most bizarre thing about it to me is the fact that some of these issues weren't addressed going into the season, because once you get in there, it's a lot harder to do that when you don't have free agency or some teams trying to cut the payroll going into the season.
All right. Well, Gregor Chisholm, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.